Alia Bhatt's latest release Jigra, directed by Vasan Bala, has been in the news and favorite among netizens to discuss. The film, which was among the most anticipated films of the year, had a disappointing start at the box office. Even the Dashehra holiday did not do much benefit for the film that opened to and largely polarized reviews. A week after its release, director Vasan Bala has addressed the controversies surrounding the film during a conversation with The Hollywood Reporter India, and Divya Khosla Kumar accused makers of plagiarism. Divya, actress and wife of T-series head Bhushan Kumar, accused the makers of copying the plot of her last release titled Sevi. She even attacked the makers by posting an Instagram story where she shared a picture of Jigra playing in an empty theater. She also accused the lead actress of buying tickets herself and faking the box office collections. Her Instagram story led to much speculation and chatter on social media groups of cinema enthusiasts, and reacting to Divya's accusations, Bala said, about the first, Sevi, 2024, came out when we were editing the film. It is already out there. Everyone can watch it and make up their minds. I don't really want to bring down anyone or add more fuel. Talking about the accusations of false box office numbers, the director said, with the false bookings, that, I think, is a distribution question. I don't think it is that murky at all, but anyone who can investigate and bring out anything is more than welcome. Addressing Biju Thamjam's casting mismanagement accusation, and the Northeastern actor had accused the team of mismanagement. He claimed in a post on X that he was selected for a role in the film but was made to wait indefinitely. Expecting a last-minute call to be on set, Thamjam said that he had to let go of several other opportunities, and he wrote, "I understand how big production houses operate. The director is undeniably talented, but the way they handled this entire situation was deeply unprofessional. For actors like me from the Northeast, it felt particularly dismissive, almost discriminatory. My time was wasted, and I missed out on other opportunities just because they expected it'd be available at a moment's notice." And responding to the same, Bala said, with Biju, "I found out this morning what happened because I don't remember seeing his face or audition. He was never told that he was shortlisted. I think they checked his availability. It is normal procedure to call and ask for availability. He probably assumed he got the part. But I'm sure there is always a better way of dealing with things. If he has felt bad, then I apologize because these things happen. And also, you want to be a part of something, so I do not blame him. It is easy to be bitter, and there are enough right reasons to be bitter about as well." Biju responded to Bala's statement by sharing proof of his communication with the casting team who had asked him to wait for a call to be on set. Sharing the proof, he wrote, "Sharing a screenshot of my convo with the casting team for clarity. With over a decade in the industry, I know the struggles of daily rejections. Probably assuming is incorrect. I respect our stature, but I was addressing the mismanagement we often experience."